ABCs of the Gospel. Today is the letter R, and I want to remind you again that He is Jehovah Rapha, the God who heals. Today's story comes out of Exodus chapter 15, where the Israelites have come out of Egypt. They're on their way to the promised land. There's excitement when all of a sudden they hit the desert of Shur. They are hot, they're grumpy, they're thirsty, they need water. And what happens? They get to a river and it's bitter. So instead of trusting God and seeing all the miracles He's done, what do? They go and moan at their leader and start complaining and get so frustrated. So poor Moses goes before God, and God does another miracle for these Israelites. And for me, it is such a profound miracle where He shows Moses a tree. And He commands Moses to put that tree in the water. And when Moses does that, the waters turn sweet. What a beautiful type and shadow of our story with Jesus. That no matter what desert we're going through, no matter what we're going through, when we face bitter waters, we can apply the cross and He makes it sweet in our lives. But listen to what He declares to Moses. It's found in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, where He says, "If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in His sight, obeying His commands and keeping all His decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." Here we see He is Jehovah Rapha. When we apply the cross to our bitter circumstances, we realize that He is our healer. You know, Rapha is then mentioned over 60 times in the Old Testament. In one example, in 1 Kings 18 verse 30, Elijah actually says, "Repaired," or Rapha, "the altar of Jehovah," meaning He brought the altar back to the original state. So we see here that Rapha not only means to heal, but it means to restore, to cure, and to repair. Maybe you are in circumstances today that you feel are irreparable. I want to remind you of the cross and this bold declaration in 1 Peter 2 verse 24, where we see, "And He Himself bore our sins in His body on the cross, so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by His wounds you were healed." Experience His healing, restorative power today as you call on the name of Jehovah Rapha, the God who has healed you on the cross. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.